It's a mindset that you have to have, I believe.
And so that, so this project, and again, I don't know what the ESPN guy shared with you. So the next project I'm working on is about building cultures of greatness. What do some organizations do that allow success repeatedly, mm-hmm. where others don't seem to have that? You know, you have up year, down year, up year, down year.
Yeah.
What is it that allows some? So over the last 2 years, I've met with everybody from Nick Saban to, I was with Tom Izzo Monday.
Uh-huh.
You know, and with every place I'm going, I'm trying to find two or three people who have a complete understanding of what it took to build a culture and what it takes to. And so with San Antonio, you were just a perfect example for me because of what you've been through, but also on top of that, what you witnessed.
I tell people all the time that, you know, I've been on bad teams too, especially when it comes to doing ESPN. I can tell you the mindset of a bad team. That's just a lot of selfishness that goes on. There is no buy-in to making that other guy better. With the more successful organizations, you have structure, and that's so key. Structure. I think guys need lines of structure. You know, because you got discipline
in Miami. So you would say you're the number one thing for you when you think of what it takes to build a culture of success, it's about discipline.
It's about, and in the NBA, you got to have talent. You got to have talent, number one.
Right.
But number two, it can't be far behind, is discipline. Pop could get on Tim, and he did get on Tim in front of a lot of people, because he's setting the tone right then and there and saying, hey, future Hall of Famer here that I'm yelling at right now in front of all of you guys. And if he can take it, you best believe I'm not going to take any bullcrap from you,
right,
who's a nobody.
Yeah.
There's a moment where, you know, Heron Tim said this, and he says, you know why Pop yells at you? Because he likes to. No, I got it, because I can handle it. It didn't obstruct my view of what my goal was.